The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 7th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Text Number 48. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on January 7th, 2011, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 48.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tvam Vayu Agni Avani Viyat Ambu Matra Prana Indriyani Hridayam Chit Anugraha Cha Sarvam Tvam Eva Saguna Viguna Cha Bhuman Na Anyat Tvat Asti Api Mana Pachasa Niruktam Tvang Vayaragnir Avanir Vayad Tvang Vayaragnir Avanir Vyadambu Matra Pranendriyani Hridayam Chidanugrahascha Sarvam Tvameva Sagunau Vigyanascha Bhuman Nanyat Vadastya Pimano Vachasanurutam Tvang Vayuragni Ravanir Viyadambu Matra Pranendriyani Hridayam Chidanugrahascha Sarvam Tvameva Saguna Viganascha Bhuman Nanyat vadastya pimano vachasanu ruktam Tvam, you are Vayu, air Agni, fire Avani, earth Viyat, sky Ambu, water, Matra, the sense objects, Prana, the life airs, Indriyani, the senses, Hridayam, the mind, Chit, consciousness, Anugraha, Cha, and false ego are the demigods. Sarvam, everything, Tvam, you, Eva, only, Saguna, material nature, with its three modes, Vigana, the spiritual spark, and supersoul, which are beyond material nature. Cha and Bhuman. Oh, my great Lord. Na. Not. Anyat. Other. Tvat. Than you. Asti. Is. Api. Although. Manavachasa. By mind and words. Niruktam. Everything manifested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Supreme Lord, you are actually the air, the earth, fire, sky, and water. You are the objects of sense perception, the life airs, the five senses, the mind, consciousness, and false ego. Indeed, you are everything, subtle and gross. The material elements and anything expressed, either by the words or by the mind, are nothing but you. Purport. This is the all-pervasive conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which explains how He spreads everywhere and anywhere. Sarvam kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman, the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. Nothing exists without Him. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Mayata tangidam sarvam jagavad vakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachahang tveshvavashtitaha. I exist everywhere, and everything exists in me, yet I am not visible everywhere. The Lord can be visible only through devotional service. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha. The Supreme Lord stays only where His devotees chant His glories. Shri Guru Shri Jata Vada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritamscha. So Krishna is everywhere. But in our present state, we cannot see Krishna. It's like the TV broadcast. The images are actually there. It's like they're still doing the reruns of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, you see. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, they're actually riding across the sky right now. They're riding through this room right now, you see, in the ether, in the TV broadcast. But we cannot see. Even though they are present, we cannot see. The TV broadcast, there's so many images, so many people doing so many things. They are present. Right now in the ether, that image is there, those sounds are there, everything is there. But we cannot see. But with a television set, we can see. Yes. We can pick up that broadcast right here in this room. We can pick up that TV broadcast and see, yes, such and such person is doing such and such thing right now here. We can see it in here, right now. So in the same way that the TV broadcast is out there in the ether, and it's visible if you have a proper television set. In the same way, Krishna's pastimes are happening right here, right now, but we can't see them unless we have the proper television set. So, actually, we already have the television set. It's right there in our heart, but right now it's out of repair, it's broken. We have a broken TV set right now. So we have to go to the repairman. That is the spiritual master, you see. He is the TV repairman. He repairs that TV in the heart so that we can see God. That's the thing. And what is that repair system? It is a 9-step process. As we were discussing previously, it is 9 steps. Shraddha, sadhusanga, vajana kriya, anartana vritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prem. These steps is a gradual process of repairing the television set of the heart. In other words, that proper television set, proper consciousness, is one of love. In this world, we take love as some means of exploiting others. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. I want to exploit you for my sense gratification. I love you, I love you, I love you. But that is not love, that is lust. Actual love means service. I want to serve you without taking anything in return. That is genuine love, you see. That is the difficulty we have in our relationships as devotees. We're very eager to take from others, but we're not so eager to give. That's our difficulty. It's that selfish tendency which keeps us in a miserable condition. Note the connection between the English word miser, which means a selfish person who doesn't like to serve others. Note the distinct connection between the word miser and the word miserable. They sound pretty connected, don't they? M-I-S-E-R is there in both words. Miser means miserable. You see? So as long as we have this miserly mood, I want to take from you. Give me, give me, give me. I want to take from you. Yeah. And I want to give you so much, but I want to take from you a lot. That is called miser. That is called miserable. So instead of having the attitude of the miser, we need to have the attitude of gratitude. Gratefulness, thankfulness. If you have a genuine feeling of gratitude for another person, then you naturally want to serve them, isn't it? If I feel very grateful to you, then I naturally want to serve you. It's a natural sentiment. So this mood we have to develop amongst the devotees. If we have the proper mood of wanting to serve the devotees, then I will serve my spiritual master also, you see. He is the chief devotee in my life. My guru, he is the number one devotee. I have so many devotees in my life, but Guru Maharaj, he is my number one devotee in my life. So by covering that mood towards all the devotees, of wanting to serve the Vaishnavas, then I will naturally have that wonderful attitude of service for my spiritual master. And Krishna sees we are serving our spiritual master very nicely. Then he accepts that as personal service unto Krishna himself. And when he sees we become perfect in that mood of service to Vaishnavas and Guru, then he will gladly bestow upon us the supreme treasure of Krishna Prema. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivar hidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shunya ramachinya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. That television set within the heart becomes fully activated at this point of Krishna Prema, and one can see Krishna everywhere. The shloka says, within, to see Shama Sundar within. You may say, but I thought the four-armed super soul was within. Because we read that in the scriptures, how the form, Shiradakashai Vishnu, four-armed form, but for the pure devotee, he sees Shama Sundar, you see. Because that Paramatma, he is simply an expansion of Shama Sundar. But that Shama Sundar, that beautiful transcendental lord, with the peacock feather, the yellow dhoti, the tree bhanga, the threefold bending form, he fully manifests in the heart of his pure devotee. So Brahmaji says how you can see him within. And then Prabhupada states, you see him within and without. You may say, well, how Prabhupada can say that? Because Brahmaji said seeing him within. Where did Prabhupada get this idea that you can see him externally also? Well, Prabhupada knows from his own experience. Because Prabhupada can see Krishna within and without simultaneously. So the point is, actually, to the extent that you can see Krishna within your heart, to that extent you will also see him externally everywhere. In other words, when you're Krishna conscious, you're Krishna conscious. You understand? When you're Krishna conscious, you are Krishna conscious. It's not that within your heart you're in Krishna consciousness and you look at the outside world, you're in Maya. No. To the extent that you have Krishna consciousness awakened within you, to that extent you experience Krishna externally as well. Yamang pashyati sarvatra sarvang chamayi pashyati chashaham na pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. Text number 30. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So we have to learn how to serve the Vaishnavas with love, serve Guru Maharaj with love, serve Prabhupada with love, serve Lord Chaitanya with love, serve Krishna with love, and then everything will come to us. All happiness, all knowledge, all peacefulness, all auspiciousness will completely envelop us. We'll be totally enveloped in auspiciousness. In every time, every place, and every situation, an aura of auspiciousness will manifest for that person who is perfect in that attitude of gratitude for everything he's receiving from Krishna, from Guru, and Vaishnavas. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes?
You're talking about serving with love. Can you
hear me okay? I can never hear very well. I have my wife will help. And how do you get it? Yeah. Well, the good news, Mataji, is that the love is already there. It's just buried very deeply underneath so many layers of crud. There's lust crud, there's anger crud, there's greed crud, madness crud, illusion crud, and envy crud. Piled heavy and deep. It's like PhD, piled heavy and deep, PhD. You see? It's there, but it's very, very deeply. So, we have the cleansing process, Nama Sankirtana. That is the process given by Gauranga. Our most merciful Lord Gauranga, He has given us this process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. So, even though now, instead of loving you, or being, you see, instead of loving you, I'm lusty towards you, I'm angry towards you, I'm greedy towards you, all of these bad things come out, you see, because of that contamination. But if we instead, if we focus, I mean to say, on this chanting process, chanting at least 16 rounds every day, and try to make those rounds very qualitative rounds in the early morning when we can really focus, try to go deep into the mantra, then it'll have a very powerful cleansing effect. And that natural love, which is already there within you, which doesn't have to be created, it's not something new. Just like Prabhupada explains in his purport that the attraction for Krishna manifests automatically just as a young boy is attracted by a young girl. You don't have to train a young boy to be attracted to girls or young girls to be attracted to young boys. It happens automatically by nature. So in the same way, there's a spontaneous nature within us of attraction to God, Krishna. Simply, we have to be put back in the proper atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere. That's why we have this temple. That's why we have a society, a Vaishnava culture, because this creates an atmosphere to bring that out, to extract that from us, you see. Just like being in Prabhupada's presence, we were transformed, you see. His presence was so powerful. Just to be in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, you would do things, you would act in ways you would never conceive of as possible previously, you see. Srila Prabhupada brought out the best in you. Because he was so pure, he was so powerful, just by his presence, you become cleansed, you become purified, and then the natural dormant tendency to give pure loving service to Vaishnavas, to Guru and Krishna, just it starts to come up. So that's why it's very important that we stick tightly to these regulated principles that Prabhupada has given us, because by sticking with these principles, we remain connected with Srila Prabhupada. We may remain connected with the Acharyas. And these Acharyas, they will bless us. Mahajano yena gatasapanta. These Acharyas will bless us. If we simply obey these orders of Prabhupada, and that we chant at least 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Japa Mala, and we strictly avoid illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and we always think of Krishna, talk of Krishna, hear about Krishna as much as possible 24 hours a day. And by doing this, then that natural tendency I have to love you instead of lusting over you, to be giving to you instead of being greedy with you, you see, that natural tendency then comes out. The pure natural tendency comes out. So the good news is, simply the items of Bhakti Siddha, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, he is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as described by Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar Devotion, 64 items of devotional service. If we will simply take these 64 items and make them our modus operandi, this is how I operate now, I live within these 64 items, it covers everything. If we simply live within these 64 items, the first one is take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Second one, get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. The third one, follow the orders of the bona fide spiritual master. The next one, follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the guidance of the spiritual master. So in this way, many, many items are listed that that Prabhupada has taught us as our regular activities. All the activities that we're doing in the ISKCON movement, they are actually coming from the items given by Rupa Goswami. So if we simply stick to these items given in the Nectar of Devotion, then that natural loving tendency to want to give to others. And we give not only to devotees and Guru and Krishna, but also to the non-devotees. Our duty is to be constantly engaged in describing Krishna to the non-devotees. Prabhupada explains in his purport we read the other morning that's how we actually, that's a method of awakening our own Krishna consciousness. Be constantly preaching to the non-devotees. So these activities that Prabhupada has given us, they're very powerful, they're very effective, and they will awaken that love of God within the heart if we simply follow them sincerely, seriously, soberly on a day-by-day basis. That's a thing. Any other questions? Yes, Madhuri? Familiarity and offensive? How do we prevent it?
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes.
Avoid that.
Well, I tell you how familiarity comes in when instead of talking about Krishna, you start getting into mundane things. That's one thing. Familiarity also comes when we are not in the mood of offering obeisances. I mean, we should have the mood of offering obeisances. I know one time a devotee was visiting. I went to a festival, and this devotee was offering obeisances to other devotees. And the devotee said, "We don't offer obeisances anymore. Now we just embrace." There's a little danger there because the Vedic culture that Prabhupada taught us is offering obeisances. Well, you know, we don't want to get down to each other on the ground anymore. Now we'll just be embracing. But that's dangerous. It's embracing is very nice, but that mood of offering obeisances has to always be there, has to always remain. If we want to eliminate that from our ISKCON culture, well, now we're more sophisticated, we don't offer obeisances anymore, you see. Well, you're just opening a door for familiarity breeds contempt. That's what you're doing. Therefore, vanchakapatribhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha padrinam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I bow down on the ground at the feet of the Vaishnavas. I want to take the dust of their feet on my head. That is humility. If I only want to embrace you and I don't want to offer my obeisances to you, you see, that means I think that we're equals. I don't think I'm subordinate to you. I think we're equals now, but we will embrace, you see. That's dangerous. The first thing is, down on the ground, I take you the dust of your feet on my head. I'm your humble servant, you see. If we have that mood, the obeisances mood, then we will not fall into the trap of familiarity breeds contempt. And then embraces may be there. But that mood of at your feet, that mood has to be there. A very important thing in our society that we always have this mood of offering obeisances to Vaishnavas. I one time called in the U.S., I called up the Bhaktivedanta archives. And as we used to do in ISKCON, you call somebody on the phone, you'd say, "Please accept my obeisances." That was standard thing in the old days. And the devotee said back, "Radhe, Radhe." I was shocked, actually. What is this? It wasn't even a godbrother. It was some, you know, it was a godnephew. And I thought, well, let me show the proper example, offering obeisances. And I didn't even reciprocate. I was shocked. What is this? No obeisances? I didn't say anything, but I was honestly shocked. Here I am offering obeisances to a junior Vaishnava to show, you know, the example, and they didn't even reciprocate. I couldn't believe it. They didn't even reciprocate. So this is this sort of mood can lead to contempt. You see, we have to be very careful. I offer my humble obeisances to you, my Prabhu. You're my master, you see. Or if we address the ladies commonly as Mataji, it's the same thing. You're my mother. And then when the boy is growing up, the mother and father, they are both masters. In Indian culture, for the whole life, actually. My father is my master, my mother is also my master, you see. And so, whether we say Prabhu or Mataji, it's the same thing. You're my master. I bow down to you. You're my master. You're my mother. You're my Prabhu. Same thing. You're my master. I'm your humble son or your humble servant. Any other questions?
When it comes to Christian consciousness, we bring personalities which we've developed over
eons.
When we try to practice samabhati and we try to become devotional to Vaishnava and try to develop Vaishnava qualities, yet we might be working in a situation. I work in the construction industry, which they do not have very good.
A situation, my hearing's a bit defective, a situation where.
Working in a situation like with outside people.
With outside people. Swearing, talking about sex all day, talking about all that kind of garbage, yeah.
Harsh words, harsh demeanor, harsh behavior. And so sometimes it is hard to...
Yeah, you can't go around offering your obeisances in that such a situation. You go to the construction site and bow down to offer your obeisances to all the workers. They'll just laugh at you and they'll abuse you, actually, if you show. There's a good story in this example. Is that finished your point or your question?
Well,
how to deal with it?
How can we still progress, develop qualities?
How to develop the qualities of humility when you're in that situation? Yeah. Well, this is why devotee association is very important. A devotee association will keep you sane. Actually, when we're in the company of non-devotees, in that atmosphere, we should try to be the leader. We should try to show the example of proper behavior, proper understanding of reality. In the association of non-devotees, we should take our mood should be to take a leadership role as a humble servant to them, to help them. Now that we're their followers, we become the leader. That's the mood. Yad yadacharati shreshtastattare vetarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanavartate. Whatever action a great man performs, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So you should have such a demeanor that they respect you. That's what you should do with them. Even my grandmother, she told me when sturdy, her father... had some business or something, but he had some business. But he was very strict in his moral principles. He didn't like dirty jokes. I mean, he was really, you know, a pious man. So the workers, they had a different mood, dirty jokes and, you know, all kinds of garbage talk. Whenever he came around, they immediately stopped out of respect for him. So that's the That's a sort of aura or vibration we should try to manifest, that they respect us. Not that we get down and laugh at the dirty jokes with them or something like that, obviously. So we should show a higher consciousness so they respect us. They should be a little bit of in awe of you, you see. In terms of doing the work, you do a very first class job, you know, top class professional expert work. Devotee is expert in everything. That's one of the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so expert in everything he did for the British government. They very much respected him. They respected him so much, they built a railway to his house. You know that? That train there, at Bhaktivinoda's house, it was built by the British government just so he could come to the office. They had so much respect for him. They weren't devotees, but yet they had great respect for him because he did a very expert job and he had very high moral principles. So, whatever, this is very, very good. Our devotees should show very high moral principles and be very expert and very, very compassionate, have a friendly mood towards all the workers. Be friendly, not aloof like a Mayavadi. But Krishna says, friendly to every living entity. Mat karma krin mat padamo mat bhakta sangha varjata nirvaira sarvabhuteshu yasumaim eti pandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity, certainly comes to me. So I'd be very friendly. I'd be very warm. Be someone that if somebody has some difficulty, they can come to you and reveal their heart. I would be that kind of a person for them, like a father, and have my high moral principles. And this is what I would suggest you do, because in this way, it would be very good for you and very good for them. I know I have, it's like one of my disciples, she has very high moral principles. She's working in some office, so they made her the manager. Now she's the manager of the office. Any other questions?
So how can we expect the karmis to do that when the devotees do not follow the example of that yogi and acharya?
How you can expect the karmis to offer obeisances?
No, just to follow.
To have respect?
Yes.
Well, most of them won't, that's a thing. But I've seen how devotees, just by going to some job and manifesting nice devotional qualities, they made devotees from the workers in the office. I've seen that. I know it happened. One godbrother, he made a devotee. One of the co-workers, just by associating with him, became a devotee also, became also initiated by Prabhupada. So there is such a thing. I've seen it happen. Well, yes, I see your point. Here's the resolution for the apparent contradiction. If I want to become a powerful, and I should, we should desire to become powerful, influential spiritual leaders. That's a fact. We're meant to do that. That's a Brahman. He's a person. Prabhupada says Brahman means the spiritual master of the entire human society. We are giving everyone Brahman initiation, isn't it? If you're initiated, second initiated, it means now you should be able to act, function as the spiritual leader of the entire human society. That's stated by Prabhupada in his books. So here's the answer for the resolution. If I want to be a powerful, influential spiritual leader to inspire people to come to a higher standard of consciousness, I will only be able to do that to the extent that I am a humble servant of the Vaishnavas. So there's the resolution for the apparent contradiction. If amongst the devotees I'm not humble, then I'm not going to be successful inspiring a non-devotee to become Krishna conscious. But if I'm very, very humble before the Vaishnavas, taking the dust from their feet as my very foodstuff, then I will, in that mood of humility, then I'll become empowered to attract so many people to Krishna consciousness. That's the resolution for the apparent contradiction. Any other questions? Yes?
What's the definition of humility? We always hear about being humble. What does it actually mean to be humble?
What is the definition of humility?
That is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are all knowing Shikshastakam. Being ready to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for oneself. You may spit in my face, but I respect you, you see. You may slap me, but I respect you. I will show respect, even though you're extremely rude and disrespectful to me, I will give you respect in return. That is humble.
From what you said during the lecture, can it be concluded that if one wants to achieve God realization but follows a method that doesn't contain direct service to the devotees and direct service to the spiritual master, one can't achieve the supreme realization of God?
That is true. I say, well, I want to awaken my Krishna consciousness, I'll chant 16 rounds, I'll follow the principles, and I don't want to have any relationship with devotees, I don't want to have a spiritual master, I just want to be between me and Krishna. Well, you're not going to make it, sorry. Because Krishna says in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhaktashtache janaha. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktaste me bhakta tamamata. Ye me bhakta jana parta. My dear son of Pritha, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktaste janaha. He is not my devotee. The one who is my devotee is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So unless you learn how to become devotees of the devotees, forget it. You're not going anywhere in Krishna consciousness. You can remain Kanishta Adhikari. You'll never get off the Kanishta platform in a million lifetimes unless you develop that mood of serving the Vaishnavas. That's a fact. Jai. So let's serve the Vaishnavas. I hope I serve you all today. I'm trying to be a humble servant of all you wonderful Vaishnavas by presenting these wonderful realizations that Prabhupada has blessed me with. I'm just trying to share it with you. I'm doing a really good job of serving you. I hope I'm not being a disturbance here in your community. So we'll go ahead and stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Gaurav Maharaj ki jai.